Brian von Diedenroth, reader.
This is from A Dark Memory Lane. Outside, the remnants of a battle of He-Man versus Voltron versus G.I. Joe versus Muscle are scattered across the yard. I'm looking for one of my figures, a green tiger with orange stripes from the He-Man team. I don't know if my friend next door, Roger, took it or if we buried it as a temporary casualty of war. That one is mine, so if he did take it, I'm going to be super pissed. I wanted to go back in the house for a minute to use the phone and call Roger to find out if he's got my tiger, maybe ask him if he can come out and play. I don't do it, though. I bet that my mother will say she's had a change of heart and tell me that I can't go back out again since it's looking more and more like it's going to rain. So instead of making a call, I decide to cross the street and knock on his door. Even though my mother said to stay in the yard, I don't think she would care. I'm six, and I know to look both ways before crossing the road. As soon as I close my gate, a rusty old red van starts coming down my block. I wait for it to pass so I can cross the road. Instead of driving by, it slows down, then stops, right in front of me. I'm pretty sure I've seen the van before. Didn't it just drive by my house a few minutes ago? This is from A Series of Unfortunate Events, The Bad Beginning, by Lemony Snicket.
I can't believe how easily I was tricked, she said. I would never do anything to harm you children. Never.
You were easily tricked, Count Olaf said, grinning, and the judge began to cry. It was child's play winning this fortune. Now, if all of you will excuse me, my bride and I need to go home for our wedding night.
First, let Sunny go! Klaus burst out. You promised to let her go!
Where is Sunny? Mr. Poe asked. She's all tied up at the moment, Count Olaf said, if you will pardon a little joke.
His eyes shone as he pressed buttons on the walkie-talkie and waited while the hook-handed man answered.
Hello?
Yes, of course it's me, you idiot. Everything has gone according to plan. Please remove Sunny from her cage and bring her directly to the theater. Klaus and Sunny have some chores to do before they go to bed.
Count Olaf gave Klaus a sharp look.
Are you satisfied now?
This is from Awaken the Giant Within by Anthony Robbins. What a feeling to know that, beyond a shadow of a doubt, I had the information, strategies, philosophies, and skills that could assist any one of these people in empowering themselves to make the changes they desired most. A flood of images and emotions flowed over me. I began to remember an experience I had only a few years before. Sitting in my 400-square-foot bachelor apartment in Venice, California, all alone and crying, as I listened to the lyrics of a Neil Diamond song. I am, I said, to no one there, and no one heard at all, not even the chair. I am, I cried. I am, said I, and I am lost, and I can't even say why, leaving me lonely still. I remembered feeling like my life didn't matter, as if the events of the world were controlling me. I also remember the moment my life changed, the moment I finally said, I've had it. I know I'm much more than I'm demonstrating mentally, emotionally, and physically in my life. I made a decision in that moment, which was to alter my life forever.
This is from Watchers by Dean Kuntz.
What do you think the creature is? I've heard your description of it, but that doesn't help much.
Whatever it is, Travis said, God didn't make it. Men made it. Which means it has to be a product of recombinant DNA research of some kind. God knows why. God knows what they thought they were doing. Why they wanted to build something like that. But they did.
And it seems to have an uncanny ability to track you.
To track Einstein, Nora said. So we'll keep moving, Travis said. And we'll go a long way.
That'll require money, but the banks don't open for more than 12 hours,
Garrison said.
If you're going to run, something tells me you've got to head out tonight.